Hello, hello. You're listening to the King's Podcast. And this is King on the 24th of March, Tuesday morning, 2015. And it's been a pretty fast year, hasn't it? It's been pretty quick. Feels like just a few days ago when we were all celebrating New Year's. But yeah, it's been... It's been a fast 3 months. Now we're coming up to 4 months now. The weather's kind of turning a little shitty. Pretty expected out of Melbourne. But there's something I wanted to speak about with you guys, whoever's listening, for a while now, and. I finally got reminded when I was listening on the radio today, this morning. So, I was on the way to work, and I'm just listening to radio, and I think I was, I forgot what station, it was Nova or something, one of those stations. And they just started talking about gay marriage, right? And I think it's really important to discuss this. And raise the issue of gay marriage. Now, over the last few years, it's no doubt that most Australians and people in the West, living in the Western countries, approve of this. There's no doubt. There's no doubt that they have no reason to be against it. They think love is love. They think anyone should be able to have the same rights as everyone else. Equal rights. Am I correct? That's what it's about, isn't it? Equal rights. And you see, that's my fucking problem with this topic, is the whole sensitivity issue on it. It shouldn't be about that anymore. I mean, we're getting really childish here. It's like that time when, you know, you're in fucking second grade or third grade, and you're not necessarily the best looking girl, or I don't know when girls start noticing their looks, but I'm pretty sure it's around like. When they start getting about 10 years old, same with boys, when they start getting about 10 years old, the boys start getting, a little bit more competitive, and the girls do too. They start getting competitive with each other, they do some bullying shit here and there. It's like one of those things where, you're not as good looking, and, you sort of get ignored a little bit. From that circle of girls who are the popular girls and all that. And you get ignored because, you don't look as good. Or you're a boy and you get ignored because you're not as good as sport. So that's how it is if you guys don't know that. Basically, when you're young, you are cool if you're good at sport. Or if you're good with makeup and looks or something like that. That's basically how it works. And that's fine. It's the way human nature is. We tend to lean more towards athletic, and we highly idolize athleticism and attractiveness in boys and girls. This being said, why? Why is it that we idolize attractiveness and athleticism? First of all, boys, they're grown up adapting to the mentality that being an athlete is basically is the foundation of your worth. And girls, on the other hand, is the same thing except with attractiveness. They're founded on being attractive is basically their worth. So, and then time goes on, the guys start to realize that it's not just athleticism, it's also about money. Because boys don't actually start handling money when they start working. Say, for example, you have a paper route job, you know, when you're about 10 years old, 11 years old, 12 years old, you start riding your bicycle around, you know, throwing newspapers at old people's fucking heads, you know. And they start to manage their own money. And they, what do they spend it on? They spend it on football cards and, I don't know, fucking candy. There's nothing they can spend it on, really, that would really harm them, apart from if they're fucking young, like a young drug addict or something, which is horrible. I wouldn't want to think about that. But I'm going pretty off topic here for a fucking reason. Well, basically, it's like a mother who goes to another mother and complains that her son isn't getting the attention, you know, isn't getting the participation, you know, with the activities with that other son and his fucking popular athletic group. It's kind of like that. It's like he's being excluded a little bit. And I think that's, you know, I think that's a bit of childish. Do you know what I mean? It's a little bit childish. Like, you know, that kid who he gets excluded and he just thinks like, oh my God, why won't anyone like me? I think that's just a little childish. I mean, it's understandable when you're a child, but it seems like grown adults are doing the same thing now. Okay, same with the girls. The girls do the same thing, right? They bully each other and all that crap, which is, yeah, it's bad, but it just happens. It just happens. Some people just are on a different level. Some guys are just on a different level to other guys. What do you think, a bunch of athletic dudes hanging around with a fat guy who just like plays fucking Dota all day? No. Do you know what I mean? So there's a hierarchy when you're in school. And I know it's not completely relevant, but it's not 100% relevant, but there's a principle there that's similar. I think it's when you've got people who are being excluded for a reason, then I think, like, just leave it as that. There's a reason why you're not in that group. And there's no reason for you to fucking complain about it and bitch about it and moan about it, because you don't have anything in common with them. Okay? So that brings me back to the marriage thing. Okay, number one, everyone is becoming ridiculously insensitive about it. Really oversensitive, like hypersensitive about the fact that gay people don't have the same rights and, you know, the same privileges, entitlements, and the same participation as a heterosexual couple. Number one, I also think that it's completely fucking stupid. Okay, why would they get married in the first place? If they love each other, then they love each other. But what's it got to do with marriage? And I'll tell you what's marriage. I'll tell you what is the purpose of marriage. Okay, I've tried to come up with a definition of marriage, and this is my theory and definition of marriage. Marriage basically is a foundation and a formation of a man and woman bringing up a child in the safest possible environment and guiding the child in the most appropriate way for them to grow properly, physically and mentally. That is what marriage is based upon. So I think that, for one, marriage is very important to note that marriage needs to be formed by a man and a woman. First of all, it really does. Because why? A man and a woman both complement each other. They both serve different roles, yet they also have the same worth. Just because a man and a woman function differently doesn't mean one is inferior to the other. If you say this, then you have a very diluted perspective on society and on people itself. You're very deluded. Men and women both have the same worth, yet they serve different functions and roles and services to the family. So number one, if you want a family, then you do need to get married. Why get married? It ensures that the child bears the same parents, the same dad and mum for the remaining of their lives until an adult and they understand what life is about. Okay. So that's the traditional way, and I think a lot of people are trying to, you know, escape and, you know, fuck off from tradition, because tradition is bad. It's the old people stuff. It's boring. It's not cool anymore. It's conservative. You know, oh, you're a fucking tradition. Oh, wow, that's so boring. You know what I mean? It's something that's not trendy to these people. Okay. To the majority of Australians. That's what I'm agreeing on. Yet they're dumb, like they don't fucking realize. Look at the society that we've got. Look at the world that has been formed on this very notion. Every fucking great man and every, you know, amazing woman has contributed from this structure of family. By having this structure, they were willing to make their mark on this earth. Look at the history. I mean, yeah, there's been wars, but there's always going to be wars, no matter what. There's been fighting, there's been violence, there's been horrible things. But look at all the great things we've accomplished. All from this very, very vital structure. A family from a man and woman does not have the same dynamics and structure in comparison to a family brought up by two fucking dudes or two fucking lesbians. It doesn't have the same structure. Number one, it's all about the child. It's becoming really, really fucking upsetting. And it's also becoming really oblivious, ignorant. And they are the fucking bigots, you know? They are the fucking bigots for not knowing. You guys are actually the fucking bigots, because you gotta realize, unless you've got the child's consent and they're like an adult and they're willing to be adopted, well, I don't see why anyone over 18 would want to be adopted anyway, that they want gay parents, then that's fine. Okay? But the child doesn't have any say in this. So the child has no choice but to grow up with fucking two dads. And I know what all you fucking social justice warriors are saying. You guys are saying, oh, what's wrong with that? Well, you know, there's a lot of things wrong with that. Some kids, believe it or not, they want a father or they want a mother. And they can't have that. So it's basically like they're getting fucking brought up by a mum and her friend, who she happens to fucking shove a dildo up her ass every night. I don't know what they do. You know. Or that kid is getting brought up by a dude, by a guy, and his fucking guy friend who fucks him up the ass every night. You don't have the same dynamics and family structure that children should. This is not the safest way to bring up a child. You know? And I know what a lot of the responses are going to be. I've heard it all. Okay, number one, one of the responses is that look at all the families out there now. The divorce rate is 50%. Single moms are going nuts. There are dads leaving their families like fuck if they care. There's a lot of shit happening and children aren't growing up very well, and there's a lot of fucking serial killers and there's a lot of fucking crazy, crazy kids growing up in crazy environments. Yeah, that's true. That's true. But what the fuck does legalizing gay marriage have to do anything with it? Do you think that will make it better? Do you think that's a solution to all our problems, is to legalize gay marriage? What the fuck does that have to do anything? Well, I'll tell you what, it doesn't. It's got nothing. It's got fuck all to do with it. It doesn't do anything. You're legalizing gay marriage and you're putting kids in more dangerous situations that are harmful for their growth. That's what you're doing. So you're actually enhancing the situation. Because like I said, it's basically getting brought up by a fucking guy you don't know, who's not biologically related to you. And, or he might be. It depends if there was a surrogate, which is fucking horrible, by the way. You know, paying someone else to fucking have your kid. That's what I think. That's fucking horrible. That fucks up the other woman, right? It fucks up her head, doesn't it? Having to give a kid away just for money, that would fuck you up. Think about that. Imagine that. Imagine you had a fucking kid. And then you're like, all right, yeah, I agree. Yeah, $1,000, $2,000. Some fucking no-name, right, from, like, Indonesia or India. And then, like, she just gives the kid away. Imagine that. Imagine you just giving your kid away like that. How shit would you feel? That's the one thing I don't fucking, that's the one thing I have a fucking problem with, though, the surrogates. That's the one thing. And then you got like test tube babies. Imagine fucking growing up knowing that you were a test tube baby. You were fucking, half of you were made from a lab. From basically you were processed by a lab. A science lab. I can tell you for sure, it's not enlightening. I love being a fucking science experiment. It's not a fucking great. I don't think it would be. Why would you want to fucking, why? If I was a kid, I would want to know that I'm biologically from my father and my mother that I'm currently with, that they're married, that there's a family, there's a family dynamic going around. Okay, I feel a connection. It's not like, oh yeah, you feel a connection with, you know, a kid, you know, one of your friend's kids or something. It's different. When you are biologically related to one of your younglings and you raise him or her up, it's a different feeling. than just fucking, basically it's legaling, it's like legalized kidnapping. That's how I see it. You're fucking legalizing kidnapping of little kids. Because, like, what the fuck? Like, the kid didn't, you know, the kid didn't want it. You know what I mean? Kid's not old enough as well to know what it wants. Right? So a lot of the time, people are saying, look at the marriage rates. Look how shit they are at the moment. It's not gonna fix it. Legalizing fucking gay marriage is not fixing anything. Right? Okay, that's number one. Number two, what they say is love is love. Let people who love each other do what other people that love each other can do. Okay, first of all, if they love each other, all right, if they love each other, then why get married? Why get married? Marriage sole purpose was to raise a child, raise a family. That's the sole purpose. And if two gay fucking people want to marry and then raise their own family, then they're being fucking selfish. They're being so selfish to the kid and to society. They're fucking creating a new norm that makes me want to fucking cringe. That's what they're doing. They're selfish. They're selfish to the kid. Okay, that's what they're doing. And it's not fixing anything. So they can love each other all they like, for I care. They can fucking fuck each other up the ass all they like. I don't give a shit. I don't care. What they do in their own personal lives is what they do. But when it comes to them raising a family, okay, and this is basically why. Okay, some gay marriages, they don't want to get any kids. Maybe they don't want to, maybe they don't want to have a have children. They don't want to adopt and fucking legally kidnap a kid. Maybe they don't. That's fine. But you're still basically condoning the marriage system for gay people. You're still condoning it, and people, there are going to be other people there who can see you get married. Other fucking faggots out there who see you get married, and then they start getting married themselves. And what if these people want to get legalized, fucking kidnapping for a kid? What if that happens? It's just, it's a fucking terrible thought. Think about it. Think about you growing up with two dads who fuck each other and tell you you can have whatever sexuality you like. How confused would you be? You'd be growing up when you're like 3, 4, yeah, 5 years old. Yeah, you're kind of oblivious to everything. But then when you're about 6, 7, and 8, when you're in primary school, you notice all the other kids have a mum and a dad. Number one, you'll ask your parents, where the fuck is your mum or where the fuck is your dad? And they'll tell you, what are the, what would they t what would you say if you're a fucking faggot? What would you say to your kid? Sometimes, listen, Billy. Sometimes, families can have a woman and a man, but in this case, there's a man and a man. You know, it's just the way our family is. Fuck off. The fuck are you gonna say that? Seriously, the kid is gonna grow up not knowing what traditional feminine roles are, what a real woman does, and how amazing that is. How the fuck is he able to, or the kid is up able to differentiate between a man and a woman? Of course he'd be able to do it physically, but I'm talking in terms of services, in terms of function, and in terms of worth. You know, there was on the radio, they were talking about some a girl in her 20s. She was brought up by two faggots. I'm not sure if they were females or males, but she was brought up by in a gay family. And she recently wrote up a letter, and she opposed I think it's one like big fashion designer's name or some shit. I think it was Versace or Dolce and Gabbana or something. They were talking. The fashion designer was like speaking out about how good gay marriage was and to support it. And I think she wrote a letter to him saying, "Don't support it because my life was fucking terrible." So there's one instance there. I mean, I know there hasn't been many cases of children being grown up with a gay couple. There's probably a few hundred, honestly, which isn't many. But if you think about it, in the next couple of years, is they're gonna legalize it. That's what I'm thinking. I think they'll legalize it. And I think there's gonna be kids just like her who are gonna be upset and are gonna be confused and their lives are gonna be shit. And I think that's just horrible. Honestly, that really upsets me. I think it's a selfish sacrifice kind of thing, isn't it? It's like, what are you getting married for? What the fuck are you getting married for? You know, like I said, a marriage is ensuring the child grows up safe, as safe as possible, in all safety circumstances, raised by a man and a woman who complement each other in different functions, yet they retain the same, exact same level of worth. That's my understanding of a strong structural family. So to have faggots just fucking start, you know, raising up kids and thinking, oh, it's all for love. It's not about that. Marriage isn't all about love. It really isn't. You're a fucking idiot if you think that. You're a fucking idiot. It's not about love. Okay? It's all about security. It's a security for the woman and a security for the child. Okay? One, it's a security for a woman, traditionally, because women didn't work. So they didn't need they didn't have an expectation to make money to provide for the kid. So what they had to do, they had to find a man, and a man that was resourceful, and a man that was successful, a man that was alpha, and a man that was a man to provide all those services. And that's what he did. So he married the woman. He married her for the woman. And maybe a lot of guys want kids too. That's true. Most guys actually want kids. You know? And so that's why a marriage is to secure the wife's, the wife's the wife's financial stability, basically, because she didn't work. You know, why do you think divorces, or the wives take home the more half the money? It's because that's what the man agreed. Like, the man agreed to fucking marry her, so the wives take home half the money because she's the one that doesn't work and she deserves it to raise up the kid. That's what they think. But in this day and age, women do work. So it doesn't make sense anymore. So I think that's a big reason why there's a lot of marriages now. It's all about money. I honestly think it's all about money. It's definitely top five reasons why marriages fail is money. Okay, so going back to gay marriage. First of all, gay marriage isn't really marriage, okay? I'm reading a list here on the on an article. It's called TFP Student Action, and it's American. But basically, they think that calling something a marriage doesn't make it a marriage. Marriage has always been between a man and a woman, which is by its nature ordered towards the procreation and education of children and the unity, well-being of the spouses. That sounds about right. You know, forgive me, these guys had fucking time to write up their shit, so my content isn't that great. I apologize. So I'll read a few sentences to see if I can get an honest, more a bigger, better understanding of this. Basically, everything you just heard is done with very, very minimal research. It's all logic, basically. It's how the system works of a structured family. I know a lot of kids who aren't very well because their parents aren't very well. Parenting is the most important. Parenting is probably the most important fucking aspect of life itself. It literally leads to whatever the future society has. It literally leads to how many people are going to contribute, or and how many people are going to fucking just lay back and fucking smoke weed and jerk off and do nothing all day. Literally. Honestly, if you have a dad that works hard, your son is definitely likely gonna do the same thing. If you don't have a dad at all, your son is not gonna even fucking see that. He's not even gonna see it. He doesn't even know or know what a dad is. If he'll see that, he'll just see the mum working hard and he'll be like, what the fuck? So who knows? He could just do nothing all day and just jerk off and fucking smoke weed all day. Who knows? So for one, I know a lot of kids. There are like, listen, honestly, people are talking shit about marriages today. Yes, there are a lot of shit marriages, but there are a lot of fucking strong families out there as well. Very strong marriages, people going on forever. Okay, people going forever. I'm not religious, but I can clearly see this in more religious families. For example, Christian families, some Muslim families. I don't know many Muslims, but the Muslim families that I've seen, very, very strong. And Indian families, so Hindu and Buddhist, very fucking strong, very strict parents know what they're doing. They serve their own roles. I've seen it. You know, I got a friend who said during high school he was like fucking he was like name called and you know, and it was given a lot of shit for because his mum stayed at home and cooked and cleaned and washed the shit, washed the dishes, washed the clothes, and did, you know, housework. Okay, there's nothing wrong with that, but he got a lot of shit for that, and he ended up turning out to be pretty good. And all his friends who used to give him shit, they all turned out to be fucking junkies. Because their mom couldn't give a shit about what they did, what they would do. They were never home. They would probably just worked, and they probably did nothing. They're probably single moms and shit. I don't know. There are a lot of families out there that are good. I've seen it. Okay, that's something that's good about society, is at least we've retained a lot of the family tradition and the family structure. And the kids are going great. I've seen the kids. Very good kids. You know, I got a few neighbors that are good, you know. Tutor some kids that are due to this kid. That's pretty good. Yeah. So, the promoters of same-sex marriage propose something entirely different. So, this denies self-evident biological, physiological, psychological differences between men and women, which find they're complementary in marriage. It also denies the specific primary purpose of marriage. The perpetuation of human race and raising of children. So basically what this guy is saying is, this is what the human race is about. And this is why faggots have been so looked down upon, because of the fact that they could not reproduce. Biologically and physically, they could not reproduce. They can steal kids, but they can't reproduce. And that's why they're looked down upon. Life is about reproduction in any species. I'm not reading, by the way. I'm just talking out of my heart. Life is about reproduction. Any species whatsoever, you fucking go ask them, even in an alien species, it's all about reproduction. We need to keep the world going. We need to keep life going. And if you can't, for some reason, if you're a deadbeat, if you're a fuck up, if you're a junkie, and you become infertile, if you're a deadbeat, and you just become homeless, so you have no financial stability whatsoever, or if you fucking become a criminal and you end up in jail for the rest of your life, you're looked down upon. You see, everything connects. Anything you do that is remotely loserish or unhealthy, then you are looked down upon no matter what. Okay? Okay, let me put it this way. Again, if there is any instance in your life that lessens your chance of maintaining a relationship with a woman or a man, and that escalating to having children, every time that happens, you are less respected, and then ultimately you'll just become a fucking loser and nobody wants you. Why? Because you can't reproduce. Or maybe you've reproduced, maybe you've had kids, but you can't fucking raise them. You can't raise them because you're a fuck up. So that's why women leave men when men don't have money anymore. They're fucking losers. They're done. The woman will go to another man. That's what happens. It's the same thing with the woman. You know, if she in any way she fucks up, you know, if she ends up, you know, fucking, I don't know, she ends up, I don't know, fucking whoring with everyone, or if she ends up, I'm not sure what a woman can do. That's so bad that society thinks that many. I don't know. Like, why do guys leave women? I don't know. Basically, in this society, I was thinking like more about 100 years ago, but yes, in this society, if a woman does the same thing, if, like, who the fuck wants to get with a junkie chick? Who the fuck wants to get with a prostitute? No one. Okay? So if any way a girl starts whoring herself, or she starts making herself look less and less attractive, then she's a loser. She's a loser. Same deal. It's just different. A different stimulus that triggers that loserish. For men, it's money, you know, and health. And for women, it's like attractiveness and image, basically. That's how it is. So any instance of you lessening your chance of a marriage, of a relationship, of a commitment to reproduce and raise a child or multiple children, then you are fucking labeled a loser. And people will look down upon you. So that brings me to faggots and gays. Right, I like to call them faggots because I look down upon them. I really do. Why? The exact fucking reason I just said like 20 seconds ago. The exact reason. I see them as fucking losers. That's what I see them as. I see them as people who cannot reproduce, biologically reproduce, and raise their own children. And not only that, they have the fucking balls. Literally, they have the fucking balls to complain and get everyone else to complain that they want the same rights as us. They have the fucking balls to do that. To fucking whine and demand entitlements. That's what they fucking do. When really, in the first place, initially, they should be looked down upon. Because they can't reproduce. If you can't reproduce, then you're a loser to me. What's the point of you walking this earth? What's the point? Do you see my reasoning? Like, I know, I sound really harsh. I really do. But I don't care. Because what's the fucking point of you walking around fucking dudes up the ass? It's when it comes to that, it's all about lust. It is absolutely insane in the gay community, especially here. They go nuts. They have fucking orgies. I've heard they have orgies at gyms. They fuck all the time. And they cheat on each other like fuck. They do it like they masturbate. They're men. Of course they would do it. Because two guys don't have the same, they can make a commitment with each other and then they go fucking other guys because they get horny. Honestly, I had a friend who was a faggot and he's in his 40s. And honestly, he actually wanted to be friends with me. Like, I was like, yeah, might as well be friends with me. Because I didn't know any better back then. I didn't know any better. Honestly, I didn't know shit. So, let's just see if this is still recording. Yep. I had a friend who was a faggot. Yep. And, he kept telling me all these stories. And I didn't want to fucking hear it. But, he kept telling me how he's fucked more than a couple of hundred people. Yeah, a couple of hundred people. Okay, I'm like, okay. And this is at the time I thought it was straight. He told me he was straight and then he lied to me. Or he lied to me and then he told me the truth. He's a faggot. I'm like, all right. He told me he's fucked a couple of hundred people. And then he started telling me other stories. He told me he had a boyfriend at the time. And he was like, oh, yeah, you know, oh, this other guy I saw the other day, man, he's got a massive cock. And I'm like, what, your boyfriend? And I'm like, and he's like, nah, this other dude that I met. I'm just like, what? The fuck? So you just cheat on him? And it's like, oh, nah, not really. We have our own terms. I'm like, what the fuck? What kind of relationship is that? It's just become like lust. It's like fucking gluttony. Kind of like, yeah, it's like gluttony or something. It's not. Is that love to you? You know what I mean? I know it's just one case, but this is the only case I know. This is the only gay person I've ever known. It's just fucking walking around telling me he's fucking sucking each other's other people's dicks, and he's in a relationship. So the other guy cheating on him as well. And then they ended up breaking up. because he wasn't getting enough sex because the other guy was getting enough sex with this other guy. You know, it's so fucked up. So he wasn't getting enough sex, so they broke up. They live in the same house, and then they start seeing other dudes. They bring the other dudes at the same house, and they fuck them. And they're just fucking nonstop. They just keep fucking and fucking and fucking. And then he had another boyfriend, right? And this dude's around like 40-something, right? This dude's about 42, my friend. He's not my friend anymore. I told him to fuck off. I told him to go fuck himself, seriously. Anyway, the last time I told him to go fuck himself, because the last text I got from him was, you know, like, oh, help, help me, please, help. My boyfriend just cheated on me. I'm like, oh, that's not fucking surprising. And then I told him, all you faggots go fuck yourself all the time, literally. And then he's like, oh, straight people do it too. Yeah, they do it too. But I think this gay shit has gone to another fucking level. Because every fucking faggot I know has done this. And they're cool with it. Okay. I know two faggots, actually. One of them is my, it's like my second uncle or some shit. I don't know. I don't know how it works with that. But, yeah, he's a faggot. And, I've heard of bad stories about him, but I don't really know him. Anyway, so it's like how is your marriage gonna fucking work? You know? I'm sick of this fucking, like, this norm that we all have to respect that all gays should, you know, be able to get married. Fuck that. You know, disgusting. Disgusting. You know, kids, imagine a kid walking in and, like, fucking, like, his parents are having an orgy with, like, four other dudes. Oh, Jesus Christ. Anyway, second point. Marriage is not just a relationship between human beings. It is also a relationship rooted in human nature, thus governed by natural law. So natural law's most elementary precept is that good is to be done and pursued. Evil is to be avoided. By natural reason, man can perceive what is morally good or bad for him. Thus, he can know the end or purpose of each of his acts and how it is morally wrong to transform the means that help him accomplish an act into the act's purpose. So any situation which institutionalize the circumvention of the purpose of the sexual act violates natural law and the objective norm of morality. I'm just reading it here. Being rooted in human nature, natural law is universal. It applies to the entire human race equally. It commands and forbids consistently everywhere and always. So this guy's got this point where I think it was actually by a Roman, Saint Paul, and he's actually quoted, natural law is inscribed on the heart of every man. So basically what this means is every man has the instinct of what's right and what's wrong, no matter what your desires are, and so forth. So what is right should be pursued and done, and what is evil is to be avoided. That's true. It is true. For example, every man knows and can fess up when, you know, he comes home, starts swinging at his fucking wife and kids and, you know, maybe commits crime and all that crap. Every man knows that's wrong, but some men do it. It's true. Some men, a lot of men do it. They do it. And that's, I think that's a lot of the time, when they fess up, you know, I think a lot of guys fess up. In comparison to women. Women tend to blame someone else. And men tend to take their own take a responsibility for their own action. And I think that separates men and women very well. There's a few cases I know where men just do not fucking fess up at all, which is ridiculous. But I think on a regular basis, men do seem to naturally fess up because I know that they've done something wrong. Okay, next point. It always denies a child either a father or a mother. Okay, I've already fucking talked about that. But it is in the child's best interest that he or she be raised by the influence of his natural father and mother. The situation of these children, unfortunately, in the norm of children with same-sex marriage, will be deprived of either the natural mother or father, and raised by one party who has no blood relationship, or maybe two. So, the next point is basically ignoring the child's best interests. Okay, God, there's so many fucking. I just saw a comment on this article saying, if you want gay people to stop adopting children, tell straight couples to stop having children they don't want. Yes, that's true. In a sense, okay, this girl is obviously supporting the gay marriage shit because she's pissed off. It got 400 upvotes. You know, long lot of fucking upvotes. Not only that, she's also a fucking girl, and girls tend to get more upvotes in than normal. But she says, yeah, she says basically, tell us the straight people to stop having children that we don't want. Number one, I think that's just in a in that it's a, that's just in a small it's in a small subset of the population. It's not with every fucking straight couple, you know what I mean? Not every fucking straight couple has kids and then fucking regrets it. Not every. I mean, I'm sure there's instances of straight couples being like, oh shit, you know, maybe I shouldn't have a kid. But the fucking faggots would be like that too. You know what I mean? I think people are just like that in general. They just regret maybe having a kid every now and then, but really in the long term, they feel like they've done their, you know, their purpose. They've lived out their purpose. So I think this is pretty ignorant of saying, you know, but it's true in a way. Like some couples, straight couples don't, shouldn't have kids. One, because they don't have an established relationship between the man and the woman. It might not even be established at all. So this is the reason why, this is another topic basically, is why guys and girls, they really need to start focusing on, you know, being a little bit more careful with who they choose to fucking to be with. A lot of women, they're just not happy, you know, and they're just not happy. So they feel the need to, you know, to, they still have kids. A lot of women have kids and then they get divorced and yeah, shit happens. But I will continue this on next podcast because it's getting a bit long. So again, like I said, gay marriage. I'm not just gonna blatantly say gay marriage is wrong, okay? Because I don't even think it should be even something that's considered. Like it's not that it's just not wrong. It's the fact that it's harmful. Like it's a harmful on society and our future kids. Okay, I'm not gonna say it's just wrong. It's just harmful. And it shouldn't be fucking considered. Marriage is between a man and a woman. Men and women complement each other, serve different purposes, functions, yet retain the same worth. Children grow up knowing that they have a man and a woman raising them up, mum and a dad, wife and a husband. Child knows the family's stable, functional, traditional, and the structural dynamics are there. The child grows up strong with a strong mentality and a well-guided direction in his or her future life. The son grows up to be successful, and the woman grows up to be nurturing and caring. Son grows up to be a leader, and the daughter grows up to be a great follower. Okay, that's what marriage is about, is to raise your kid. It's not about love. If you love each other, then that's a bonus. That's fine. So have a think about that. Because it's an important topic to discuss. I fully understand. If you think I'm a fucking bigot, I fully understand why people want gay marriage. I understand it. I know where they're coming from. But I do not at all agree with it. I fully understand it. But if you want gay marriage to happen, you might as well fucking legalize marriage between a man and a donkey. Because men love donkeys too. Some men love donkeys more than fucking women. So if a donkey and a man love each other, why can't they get married? See, now you're discriminating. You're discriminating against donkeys and donkey love. You know how discriminating that is? That's so wrong. I'm fucking kidding, by the way. But I'm just trying to make a point. You can basically fucking identify yourself, you know? Like, what about transgenders? How the fuck is that gonna work? Is there going to be transgender marriage as well? What about guys who don't even fucking identify themselves as any sex? I don't even know what that's called. Is it asexual or something? Sorry, I'm getting a bit sick here. But what if guys don't even, like, what if girls or guys don't even identify? What are you going to call it then? Do you see the fucking problem with the situation? It's just gonna keep growing and growing and growing, and it's not gonna be non-stop. They can't just leave it as homosexuals are fucking losers. The losers. And should be looked down upon in the society. They can't just stop it there. We just should stop it there and just keep it there. You guys are faggots. You guys are faggots, right? All right. Okay. Like, imagine in the future, fucking men start marrying animals and trees. And fucking people who don't identify themselves as a man or a woman anymore start marrying each other, start marrying fucking, I don't know. Intangible objects, who knows? Like, aren't fucking guys getting married to like fucking game characters and shit now in Japan? Is this where we really fucking come to, guys? Seriously? Have a think about it.